Welcome back to the news at 1. Spanish rescue teams have not found any casualties in the underground car park of a Valencia's shopping mall, the largest shopping mall in Valencia. That's according to local police. There were fears that bodies may be found at that mall, which was flooded with over 3 metres of water last week. Guy Hedgeco is a journalist in Spain. Guy, I suppose this is some positive news, as this mall had become the focus of speculation that many people might still be trapped below.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the last couple of days, there was a lot of talk about what would be found in this shopping mall, which is it's a vast place with space for thousands of cars. And there were worries that on the bottom floor of it, where water is still around a metre deep, that they would find bodies there, or inside cars as well. They might find many people who had been trapped inside their cars. But what we've been told is that so far, at least, the emergency services who've been down there, in some cases in scuba diving kit, have not found any bodies at all. So it seems like good news in the Bonaire shopping centre, at least.
Now, these flash floods have killed at least 217 people to date. But is there any figure available for the number of people who are still missing, not accounted for?
No, we don't have a specific number. What we've been told is that there are dozens, or at least dozens, still missing. And the authorities have been very reluctant to give a specific number. I think it's very difficult for them to know exactly how many people are missing. But what you hear are the local politicians on the ground, or local people on the ground, talking about just a large numbers of people that they know in their area, for example, friends and family or neighbours, who are still not accounted for. Mm. And obviously, they're desperately hoping that these people have survived somehow and just haven't been contacted by the emergency services. But obviously, the fear is that they could be among the dead.
Now, people have spoken about an uncoordinated rescue effort, and yesterday we saw the anger of people. What help is arriving now, and what is the most urgent need?
Well, the military are very much involved now. The government's been very keen to point out that it has deployed to date around 7,500 members of the military to the Valencia region. Today, a naval vessel docked in the Valencia port with around 100 members of the military and 2 helicopters to help as well. And they are helping the emergency services. There are two main tasks here at the moment. One is to find those missing people. The many missing people, and that's a search which has gone right out to the coastline, because some bodies have been found on the beach near Valencia. And then the other main task is just the clear up itself, clearing up the enormous quantities of mud that have been washed into public buildings and into people's homes, and in many cases made people's homes uninhabitable. And just helping people in that sense, and trying to get drinking water and electricity up and running in some areas where people don't have those services.
Okay, Guy Hedgeco in Spain, thank you very much for that update.